This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of pharmaceuticals is something that Democrats plan to attack in their bid to court working Americans. It's not just brand-name drugs. Even the prices of some generic drugs are rising. This week here, we'll be looking at generic drugs, how they were first approved, what's worked and not worked for medicines that are old enough so that competitors are allowed to copy the formula. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
In the late 1970s, the generic drug scene was, well, it was sketchy. While generics were legal, proving them to be safe and effective was tough. Getting them to the consumer was even tougher. Pharmacist George George remembers it for the Wild West that it was.
There would be sales reps showing up in the summertime at an independent drugstore in any town USA selling bottles of penicillin out of the trunks of their cars, you know, in 100-degree heat.
Regulation of generics began taking shape in the 1960s, but that didn't help manufacturers much. Bob Billings, a consultant with the Generic Manufacturers Trade Group, says into the 80s, companies weren't sure how long it would take to get approval or even what exactly had to be submitted to get that approval.
It's like going on a trip and you don't have a road map. So you just have to sort of hope that you choose the right roads. You may end up choosing a wrong path and it could take a long time to get there.
The trouble getting generics to market at that time helped explain why only about a third of top-selling brand-name drugs had any generic competition, even though their patents had expired. To do something about the growing price of drugs, Congress passed a bill now known as the Hatch-Waxman Act that laid out exactly what companies needed for approval and that this process would take the FDA just 6 months. President Ronald Reagan hailed the legislation as a winner, especially for older Americans.
Senior citizens require more medication than any other segment of our society. I speak with some authority on that. With this bill, elderly Americans will have access to safe and effective drugs at the lowest possible cost.
The bill immediately shook up the industry. Billings says within a year of passage, generic manufacturers submitted 1,000 applications. For branded companies, they got longer patent protections for their new drugs, a benefit, he said, they've maximized.
Some were 30 days, some were 40 days, many were 3 or 4 years. I just did a real quick adding up of that and got over 1,100 years of patent term extensions for brand products since Hatch-Waxman came into being.
Back in 1984, Reagan predicted the bill would save $1 billion over the next decade. In June, the FDA reported generics saved the U.S. more than $1.5 trillion since 2007. As designed, Hatch-Waxman created pharmaceutical competition like we've never seen. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.